Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. I'm laughing here because my dog is jumping up at me, demanding my attention. So I'm afraid you folks are going to have to probably compete. But anyway, shall we get to talking about the World Health Organization, the WHO? And I've got a really interesting clip I want to play you. Before I get to that, thanks to everyone who buys me a coffee here. If you haven't and you'd like to, there's a link below. And of course, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring all these podcasts, as well as my live shows. I appreciate that as well. Okie dokie, friends, let's get to a really good clip concerning the World Health Organization. The speaker you're going to hear is Dr. David Martin. And he's good value, this guy. He describes the World Health Organization as, quote, a criminal racketeering organization founded by eugenicists, which has been, since 1953, exclusively a vaccine-promoting enterprise for the benefit of people who make vaccines. Let's listen to David. I think you'll enjoy this. Sit back and chill.
The World Health Organization was a criminal racketeering organization as defined by the Sherman Act and the Clayton Act. And by that, I mean interlocking directorates defined under the Clayton Act, racketeering and express market domination and market controls, all of which are defined under the Sherman Act. This was a violation of the law when it was set up in the 1940s. And we have to go back to the foundation of what the WHO is and recognize since 1953, it has been exclusively a vaccine promoting enterprise for the benefit of the people who have commercial interest in vaccines. If you read their opening charter and all of the hearings that gave rise to their opening charter from Bretton Woods in July of 1944 to its actually founding charter in 1950 and 53. What's missing from those conversations is who is writing the checks. And back then, and you can look, and it's all in matter of public record, Rockefeller Foundation and the Wellcome Trust were the check writers. Giant surprise. Why were they writing the check for establishing the World Health Organization? And if you think it was because we wanted to have information sharing and research and scientific collaboration, then you're actually not reading the actual records from those meetings, because those records were about distribution of drugs. Those were ways in which we could actually force drugs onto countries so that they actually had to take dumped drugs that were dumped out of Germany, the UK, and the US, and they had to adopt those. So you're right. I mean, exactly what you're saying. In an interconnected world where we have air travel and sea travel and we have all of the flow of people, we absolutely should have the ability to monitor and surveil the condition of health so that we have an awareness that says, hey, there's a problem, let's intervene. But the problem is that we have to have a financially disinterested party making those determinations and making those surveillance observations. Because the minute the people who have a financial incentive to have gain from the decision to declare a pandemic, the minute they're the ones who are collecting data, guess what data they collect? Giant shock. They're going to collect the data that actually justifies their existence.
And that's exactly, my friends, what the World Health Organization pandemic accord is going to be all about. This is just another step in them facilitating the interests of Big Pharma, the people behind Big Pharma, the people who are sponsored by Big Pharma. It can, as you know, give itself the power to override any government in the world, or so it seeks to achieve. Now, it's pretending it's not doing this. It says, no, it's not a treaty, David, it's an accord, and people can opt out of it. You don't have to be part of it. But of course, the same people who are backing the World Health Organization are backing the majority of the political institutions in the world, the political parties. They've bought and paid for the politicians. So it's a virtuous circle. It's the opposite of a virtuous circle. There's no virtue in it. But this is the reality. The World Health Organization is essentially, as Dr. David Martin points out, it is a criminal racketeering organization. And the scary bit is that, as he talks about, you know, the people who were behind it, these were Rothschilds and stuff. These were eugenicists. These are people dedicated not to the better health of the world, but to the reduction of the population of the world. It couldn't get worse. It couldn't actually be worse. If there was one group you wouldn't want in charge of monitoring global health, it's the people in the World Health Organization. I mean, there's the lovely satanic twist to it. And as you know, if you listen to me, We live in a world of inversion. It's always inversion. This makes perfect sense to me that you would have eugenicists pushing the World Health Organization, which pushes vaccines, which cause nothing but injury, illness, and death. And that's the nature of the World Health Organization. And I have no doubt that the UK will sign up to it and happily cede power to those people at the top of the WHO. It's going to make it so much easier for them, politically speaking, to go about future lockdowns or forcing and coercing people to take experimental jabs that they definitely don't want. It just makes it easier for them because, of course, in having the deniable sort of plausibility of saying, look, it's not us. We don't want to lock you down here in Downing Street. We don't want to do that, but we must listen to the medical experts. The World Health Organization are the medical experts. Therefore, if they say lock you down, if they say take the bloody jab, you'll take it. That's where we're going, folks. And we're going to get there this year. So I'm saying this, recording this 1st of May. I reckon by the summer, this is going to be pretty much put into place. And then the clock starts ticking. Because had they been able to do so over monkeypox, they would have declared that as a global pandemic and locked us down again. And they're just going to wait to get the next moment. Only, of course, it might be, oh, but climate change is causing a global pandemic of injury and death as well. So we'll have to lock you down. So there's different ways it can come at us. But for sure, the WHO is basically a criminal organization. Thanks for listening.